Welcome to another episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. My name is Victory and I record episodes where I share my journey of building a fashion business. I also give insights from a financial perspective because during my 9-to-5, I work in accounting and finance. So this is one of my warm-up sessions where I basically am practicing getting on the microphone and talking to help me warm up and get ready for season 3. As you all probably already know, we had season 1 and season 2 of the podcast, and now I'm working on season 3, and I just wanted to come up here and do quick 5-to-10-minute sessions where I share what's on my mind, share some insights, and share some resources for you all, and also to get myself prepped for season 2. So on today's episode, I will be talking about thinking outside the box when it comes to marketing. So I ordered something online recently, and when my package got delivered, there was something really innovative in there that really struck me. And I was like, I have to talk about this on the podcast. Because for me, with the fashion business that I'm building, I've been thinking about how I get people to help me spread the word without actually telling them consciously to help me spread the word. So now there's different forms of marketing. There's the online marketing, which is really popular with the rise of social media. And there's also offline marketing. I know that online marketing involves, you know, running ads, asking people to create user-generated content, like on TikTok. For example, if somebody buys your dress, you can tell them, hey, post a picture of yourself wearing the dress and use this hashtag or tag us to be featured. You know, these are forms of user-generated content online. Or you can tell them, hey, if you order something from us and you give us a review or you post a picture of yourself wearing the dress, then you get 10% off your next order. These are all really creative and innovative ways, right? And in addition to that, I've also been thinking about effective ways to market the business offline, right? Effective ways to create user-generated content offline. Now, what does user-generated content offline look like? It looks like giving your customers something that is not necessarily what they ordered, but will help to promote your brand, right? So if you sell t-shirts for men, for example, the t-shirt that you sold to the person absolutely is something that can help to spread the message of your brand, right? Somebody sees them wearing the t-shirt and they're like, hey, where did you get this t-shirt from? That is one way to approach it, right? The other really creative and innovative thinking outside the box marketing that I've recently discovered is giving people like stickers or key holders or, you know, fridge magnets or things of that nature that they can use to promote your brand. Now, these are really low cost items. It's not going to break the bank, hopefully, for your business to maybe create some key holders or some can openers or some stickers, you know, the ones like you put on your phone or your laptop to promote your brand, right? So you will have a cute logo of your brand or your brand name in some really pretty colors, you know, things that are really aesthetic, things that are really popular these days with the current generation that we're living in. You know, young people, we love to have things that kind of represent us, who we are. Like, for example, my laptop, I have a bunch of stickers, and I'm even getting to the point where I'm running out of space to where I'm thinking about starting to put stickers on my car. But because I work in a corporate environment, I don't know if I'll be judged. Like, if I drive into work and my car has a bunch of stickers on it, like, they might think I'm a hippie or something. So I don't know. I'll consider it, but I'm seriously thinking about starting to put stickers on my car because I think they're so cute. It's a creative way to express who you are. And I think it's also a very innovative way for a brand to market. So if you have a brand, think about investing in creating these free stickers or key holders or, you know, can openers, these low cost items that will help market your brand in a sense, right? And the benefit of this is, number one, they're fun. Right? Everything doesn't have to be so serious. It can literally just be fun and cute. Number two, it's free advertising for your brand, right? It's free marketing. And also it creates a sense of like connection with the brand, a sense of loyalty, because I really have to think your sticker is cute for me to put it on my laptop or even, you know, consider putting it on my car, right? And that just helps to feel a sense of loyalty to the brand that is really organic, because you don't have to force people to put your sticker on their stuff. If they actually think the sticker is cute, chances are they're going to put it on their stuff, right? You don't have to beg them to use your can opener. If they need a can opener in their house, they're like, oh, wow, such a blessing. Thank you, right? But you're also promoting your brand, right? So it's a way of providing even more value above and beyond what the customer requested when they ordered something from your fashion brand. So that is it. This is my quick warm-up episode today, talking about thinking outside the box. If I get more of these ideas where I'm sharing things that involve thinking outside the box in marketing or in business or in finance or in budgeting or in life in general, things I'm learning, I will share them. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. I appreciate your time and I will see you on the next one. Bye.